instead of a question, your mind into thinking that there's something more after this life? Join us on Targeting with JK47 as we dive deep into spirit communication.
What's up, Ryan? What you doing, Ben? Ooh, what was that? Ben.
Let's try one more time. Who was there when you were murdered?
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another Tuesday. Hope your day's going good. So this is episode 73 of Targeting with the JK47. Wanty's in the house. What is up, my friend? How are you doing? Pretty excited about today, so thanks for joining. All right, so Parapost, thank you for allowing me to stream on your network. Thank you, Mr. Brian John. Nothing but love and light to you. Also, check out Global Ghost Hunts, globalghosthunt.com, and you can sign up your paranormal team, get more exposure there. They got a hunt coming up in October, so check them out. Wanty's very excited for this one. Yes, I am too. I'm pretty excited, a little nervous, you know, always the first sessions are kind of iffy, but I did some extra meditation yesterday. I really focused, and yeah, I feel pretty good, and the connections that I have with President Reagan is pretty interesting. So yeah, guys, we're going to try to do live spirit box session. Try to talk to President Ronald Reagan, number 40, after the events that happened Saturday. The one question that I'm going to ask that I want answers to is, who was with President 45 that protected him? I want to see what he'll tell us. So I got to be kind of careful on wording stuff. You know, because I don't want to get this episode blocked or anything. So, but as far as the connections that I have with President Reagan, he was governor in the 60s. He was running for governor in the state of California in the 60s. And my dad was a teenager, and he was at the grocery store with my grandma or his mom. And, when he was running for governor, he was there speaking and stuff, and he got into his car, and my dad was right next to the car, and he stuck his hand out to my dad and shook my dad's hand and said, "You're going to be a great man someday. You're going to be a great man someday." And, you know, my dad went on and, you know, played, a college ball, and then played with the Broncos, and you know, I don't know if he gave him some sort of gift, but the coincidence is when President Reagan passed away, my brother was in the Army, and he's part of the Honor Guard. So my brother, here's a picture, was part of the caisson. He read the Riderless Horseman, and those are President Reagan's boots. So he led the horse for the riderless horse for President Reagan. Yeah, that's my brother right there, and yeah, he was so proud of that, and it's just weird the connection that we have with President Reagan, how he's kind of tied to this family. So it's kind of cool. So So Carrie's in the house. What's up? Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So that's kind of my connection to President Reagan. Not to mention he served in the armed forces as well. So let's get to know him a little better. And if you guys think of any questions that you'd like to ask, go ahead and throw them in the comments there. But let's get to know him a little more. So Ronald Wilson Reagan. So his middle name's Wilson. So we can ask to see if he'll say his middle name. He died on June 5th, 2004. He was the 40th president of the United States from 81 to 89, member of the Republican Party. He went to Eureka College. So we could say, we can ask the question, what college did you go to, and see if that comes through. We could also ask, what number president were you? See if we get that answer. His vice president was George Henry Walker Bush, so we could ask who his vice president was. So there's a lot of questions we can ask. And elected governor in 1966 in California, so we can ask what state he was a governor in before he became president. So there's a lot of questions we can ask. We could ask about the Berlin Wall, say, hey, what was the famous word you said at the Berlin Wall, and see if we get a response with that. And let's see, the war on drugs. Yeah, he also did Star Wars, and the AIDS epidemic is happened during his time in office. What else can we ask? Day he died. We could ask where he died. It looks like he died in Los Angeles. So yeah, there's we can ask who his wife was, Nancy Reagan. We'll see if we get an answer there. So let's see. His mental capacities rapidly deteriorated, ultimately leading to his death in 2004. So we can ask him how he died and see what answers we get there. But it looks like Alzheimer's. We'll see if we can get that answer. There was somewhere in here about his attempt on his life. Let's see where that was. Where was that? Oh, here it is. So yeah, here's assassination attempt. That was a picture before he got attempted at. And so that was March 30th, 1981. So we can ask him what date, or if he knows, if he could tell us who did it. It was John Hinckley Jr. He was returning to his limousine after a speaking engagement, and then Hinckley believed the attack would impress the actress Jodie Foster. So that's kind of weird. So yeah, and then we'll ask the other question and see if we get an answer, and we'll just kind of go with those. But I will keep this picture up here, up on my other screen, so that I can see what's kind of tuned into him. So yeah, guys, without further ado, let's try to contact President Reagan, see what we can figure out. Yep, nice. I'm excited. Let's see what we can get. All right. Oh, my chair's not moving. There we go. Spirit bar going, lighter candle. There's that. It's gonna get loud, guys. Hey,
Santos, Christina, Ryan, Adam, let me know when our room is ready. Okay, thank you, Terry. In our room, I would like one chair. And in this chair, I invite President Ronald Reagan. Let me know when the president is here.
Thank you.
tell me your name. Who was the president after you? Mr. President, can you tell me what number president you were for the U.S. United States? What number president were you? Can you tell me what war you fought in? What war did you fight in? Protected him. President Reagan, you also told Mr. Gorbachev to do something later in your term. You were at the Berlin Wall. What did you tell Mr. Gorbachev to do? After your presidency and stuff, what state did you move back to? Can you tell me what year you passed away in? What year was it that you passed away? Can you tell me what number president you were for the United States? What number president were you? Thank you.
Wow, guys. There was a lot there. I could hear his voice. It sounded like a younger version of him, but it was really embedded in there. I can't wait to clean this one up. I think you're going to hear a lot of answers. So I'll definitely work on this tomorrow. And I'll get you the best of on by Thursday.
Let me go turn the light on here.
cow, my drain. Oh, I got the my hair standing up on my arms. Freedom. Yeah, that was pretty intense. Yeah, Wanty's right. Yeah, I heard a lot of stuff, like the first round of questioning. When I asked when he ran for president, I clearly heard 1980, which would have been the year he was running, because he was in January 81 would be when he took office. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy, guys. I'm not gonna lie. Well, I don't know. That was the first session, and I don't know if it's because he was a public speaker, you know. And maybe that's why he was more comfortable talking. That's stuff to think about. You know, the cold cases I work on, you know, a lot of those people weren't public speakers. So maybe they might be more shy. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe that extra meditation I did yesterday was the thing that helped. So, yeah. So let's pull our card for the week and see what spirit's telling us to concentrate on this week. All right. So here's our card for the week. Oh, divine timing. Divine timing. So that means you're in the right place at the right time. You know, just stay focused, you know, stay with your guides. And something remarkable is going to happen this week, and it's going to be because of divine timing. What I'm feeling for me is, you know, everything that happened Saturday is that, you know, the divine timing. And when I asked the question, you know, who was with him, in the first round, I heard him say us. We were with him and being spirit. So, wow. Yeah, guys, that was pretty crazy. You know, share it with your friends because you know, I like people to watch the live, and then it makes it real interesting when you see the best of clips. But I want to thank you all. I love you all. I wish you nothing but love and light. Have a great week, and try to stay cool. I know it's hot pretty much everywhere. So, yeah, guys, take care. Love ya. Bye.